In this lesson, we'll be talking about chasing virality. So if possible, you want to try and create shareable moments within your Chrome extension to encourage people to share screenshots of their successes, and by doing so, raising awareness of your extension itself. So you want to make it easy for users to share these moments with other members of the niche communities. And some examples of these moments could be celebrating achievements, showcasing advanced analytics, or sharing something like sales numbers from within your extension. So it is leveraging the power of word of mouth marketing without incurring any additional acquisition costs. So if you can gamify your Chrome extension somehow to enhance a user's experience, it might also encourage them to share the wins with the rest of the community. So I've got an example here, which is from the Merch by Amazon world. It's a successful extension called Pretty Merch. And I actually know the founder of this extension. So he created some gamification within the extension to celebrate when a Merch by Amazon creator gets access to a new tier, which was decided by Amazon. So once you've sold 4,000 products, you get to then what's called tier up, which means you have 4,000 slots available. And then when you get to 8,000 sales, you'll get 8,000 slots to host your products in there across multiple marketplaces. So when you log into the extension, it obviously checks what tier you're on. And if you have been tiered up, it pops up this nice modal with this confetti that comes down and says, congratulations, you've been tiered up. Shows a new tier level. And then he also had in there a range of different avatars depending on what tier you were in. So people love sharing these screenshots and celebrating in the community that they've been tiered up. And then, of course, others would see this logo down here and think, what are they missing out on? And they'd install it for free and get started and see what the tool could do for them. In addition to that, it just also showed your sales numbers in a nice graphical format, way better than what was available in the Analyze tab. So again, people used to like sharing these sales numbers. So if you can do something similar and gamify your extension, I think it's well worth doing. Here's an example here from vidIQ, which is a YouTube-based Chrome extension. And they send out an email congratulating you when you reach certain milestones. And of course, if you were part of a YouTube creators community, you'd want to share this success and celebrate with them. So with all those examples, they can be really useful because you can end up with zero cost of acquiring a new customer. Somebody's seen these screenshots that the user shared in the community and found your extension that way. So there's no affiliate to pay, no referral credit or payout to absorb, and no ad spend to factor in as well. So it is well worth spending some time gamifying your application and leveraging some libraries to enhance that experience for your user. So yeah, that's it for this lesson, and I'll see you in the next one.